In this training video, we will talk about hidden values. Have you ever been doing something that you know is not helpful for your career and life, but you still keep doing it? It could qualify as self-sabotage even. For example, you keep getting angry and yell at people, even though you know that it creates a gap and it is the opposite of what you actually want. If you have these patterns that don't work for you, then we need to talk about the payoff for this negative thought or action, whichever it might be for you. Because at some level, your self-sabotage strategy has a benefit. We only do what works for us, at least at some level. In other words, if you didn't get anything out of it, we wouldn't do it anymore. Now, you're probably telling yourself that you are an exception to that rule. But you're not, because there are no exceptions. Think about a habit you would like to change. You might express a total commitment to changing your behavior. Yet within a short while, you are back to your old patterns. This is because on some level, staying with the old choice was working for you. If you want something and find yourself falling short at the last moment or justify why you can't do it, then you're in the grasp of hidden values. Often our hidden values are based on one of the three universal fears. Fear of not being loved, fear of not being enough, or fear of not belonging. Or perhaps all three of them. I would like to mention right here at the start that hidden values are not necessarily something bad, but we need to recognize them, realize bad strategies, and use the hidden values in our favor. But more to that later in the element. Now, human beings will always get their values met. Preferably, they get them met positively. But if they can't do that, then they get them met negatively. We are all value-fulfilling machines and always jump at the chance to do more of what we love without logic. One very important point to make, if we can find a better, more positive and resourceful way to fulfill our hidden values, we will go for it. One important factor with hidden values is that we often do more to avoid pain than we do to feel pleasure. I would like to demonstrate this with a real-life example. Tom, an experienced manager, complained about his insane working hours over the last couple of years. During this time, he never got to take holidays to escape overseas together with his family. Everybody else went to have a great time in Fiji or Bali, while he stayed home and worked overtime most days. What really happened, though, was that Tom, unaware of what he was doing, found a scapegoat for not having to spend time with his rather dysfunctional family, who would diminish his hidden values. Although Tom even felt disgruntled because he felt he was being bypassed for time off, in reality he never even asked for or submitted forms for annual leave. In fact, he created a lot of stress and extra work to keep him busy to justify why he had to work so hard. Although Tom was not happy with the situation, the unconscious underlining hidden values he desperately wanted to fulfill were attention and validation, feeling in control and perhaps even having authority. Therefore, on some level, this unresourceful strategy was working for him. Tom could fulfill his needs for attention, validation, control and authority at work. And in addition, wasn't exposed to his family, who might undermine and challenge these hidden values. A hidden value is often something that we are just simply not open and honest about because we are conditioned to see them as something unfavorable. This is associated with the three universal fears and having to go outside our comfort zone. We fear the unknown and the inability to control every step that lies ahead of us. We want to have certainty before we act, or so we think at least. Now, can you imagine a life where you knew every little detail in advance? Even though we think we want to know everything there is to know about our day and life and health and everything else, human beings even more want to be challenged so they can find out what they are made of. Now, the most common hidden values that I've identified by working with people over the years are attention. Then there's authority, belonging, control, that also includes power, rebelliousness, which is fun and playfulness, superiority and learning, in other words, and validation. There is no need to be afraid of your hidden values, by the way. For example, a newborn baby owns all of the above and yet is an adorable, pure, innocent human being. It is only the hidden values that are fulfilled in a disempowering way that gets us in trouble. When we think about our values, we might think that they are fun activities like rock climbing or bungee jumping. But the real underlining value might be rebelliousness, superiority and danger. On a side note, never judge somebody's action. Rather look closely at what this person is seeking in order to fulfill their secondary gain or hidden value. You might be able to assist them in finding more empowering ways to fulfill this hidden value. If you would like to get to the root of your secondary gains or hidden values and successfully change your actions, you need to be absolutely brutally honest with yourself. Just like you would be the most narcissistic human being on the planet. Now, everybody has self-doubts and fears. Everybody wonders if they have what it takes. No exceptions. But why passively accept the excuses you have told yourself if all they do is keeping you from becoming the successful leader you deserve to be? Only once you truly understand why you are doing certain actions and what feeling you get from them, you can come up with more empowering replacement actions that will give you the same feelings. Now, here are the rules to get to the root of your secondary gains. The rules are no shame, no guilt, no fear, and absolutely no judgment. A great strategy to release these empowering secondary gains or hidden values is to write down a list of 100 things to support the opposite of what you think you could lose. For example, if you like to be in control and don't go on a holiday because you fear that you won't have full control, write a list of 100 things that you would have control over during a holiday. We only defend the things we pretend we are not. Let me repeat that. We only defend the things we pretend we are not. The second we admit our secondary gain or hidden values, we do not need to perform that action again because it is liberating. When we realize and own our hidden values and they are out in the open, we stop projecting them onto other people. It is also in our power to flip the rules, to move from disempowering fulfillment to empowering fulfillment of our hidden values. For example, I'm not going on a family holiday because my family members will ruin the fun for everybody. In other words, I'm not in control. Or I'm committed to my team and too busy to take a family holiday. In other words, I belong to my team more than I belong to my family. You can flip this into, I'm going on my well-deserved family holiday and will concentrate on the things I can control. In other words, I'm in control of my own actions. Or, I will use my management skills to train up my team and deepen my family bonds during my holiday. In other words, my family is more important to me than my team. Now, this is exactly what Tom, the manager from our previous example, ended up doing. He identified and admitted his hidden values, took 100% responsibility for his life and results, and focused on what he could control and influence. He started to focus on his strengths, on how he talked to himself and how he could do things differently. He gave up the stories about why he couldn't and excuses about what wasn't working and who was to blame. Thanks to his newly found awareness, courage and increased self-confidence, Tom created new possibilities and was now able to choose a better strategy. He let go of micromanaging at work, dealt with his family situation and took responsibility for the changes he needed to make. Tom was able to adjust his feelings and angst towards the relationship with his family members, sorted things out, and ultimately got to spend the first overseas escape with his family on his own terms. So don't get rid of your hidden values, but use them for yourself. Don't ask anybody else to give it to you. Give yourself attention. Learn from yourself to gain superiority. Have fun to gain rebelliousness. Belong by improving your relationship with yourself. Give yourself control. Validate yourself, so on and so on. The most empowering human being is the person that fulfills their own values, the power within. Stop the mediocrity and fully appreciate yourself. For example, I personally am thankful for my superiority. It's a good thing because I can give value and teachings to the people around me. It is intellect, not attitude. As Nelson Mandela said, may your choices reflect your hopes, not your fears. So figure out what benefit you have from the things that ultimately holding you back and find other, more productive ways to get the same advantages. Once you do that, it is like adding the last missing secret ingredient to complete your own signature dish for success. Thanks for watching and dare to make a difference.